Hello again, and welcome to the March of 2023 Inspiring Innovations Learning Moments podcast. This is your monthly discussionist host, Marv Pikla. And like so many here in Michigan, I too am looking forward to getting outside and at least pretending that spring, yeah, the real spring season is just about here. But today, I'll tell you first that it is always great when listeners give me ideas and suggestions about different leadership and communication and professional development, and of course, innovation topics to discuss and offer kind of customized recommendations during these podcasts on how to deal with certain issues or problems, and maybe even a new creative option for improving operations in their workplace. These communications always truly help in driving my sharing of a special innovation podcast to reinforce my belief that I am really making a fun and positive difference for you, with you, and for that I thank you all. But now it's time to get on to a unique, specific topic that was recommended. This month, we're going to talk about empowerment, but not specifically about that action of empowerment, but rather the extra factors of empowerment that are necessary and critical to it being successful. The extra factors of empowerment. But first, you know, we kind of need to identify that meaning of empowerment, because basically it's a way for leaders to give someone or some group the authority or like the legal power to do something and or enable them to be in some way deliver a service or action for the agency or organization or business. And it's almost like empowering them or the group to be you on a certain issue, right? Back in my workforce development director days, yeah, I'm going back in time a little bit, we adopted empowerment as one of our agency themes. Our leadership tried hard to empower our county-based personnel to make independent decisions on, you know, office operations and the special delivery to people. And our goal with the empowerment theme was to spark innovation and kind of have that continuous improvement mentality going as a way to better help employers in the area and those people that needed some kind of help or a job or training. It didn't matter. I believe our empowerment theme worked. We didn't try to measure it. We didn't train about it or brag about it. But in a quiet, professional development way, I know it made a difference. But as I've moved more into the consultant world of work, fostering empowerment, the support and action of it, has not been very easy. And what I want to share, therefore, are the extra factors, those extra factors today that are very, very important. And maybe they're common sense on the surface, but they have a professional foundation that people really, really need to recognize and understand. Let me talk about them. The first one is trust. In order to truly, truly empower someone with an expectation of high value, you must completely trust them to do it with class and on time and with that professional notion that you represent. There is nothing more professionally or organizationally satisfying than to trust someone to represent you at a meeting or in an event and know they'll carry the ball, they will deliver the goods, whatever, you know, analogy you want to toss out there. That is trust in its greatest measurement, okay? And for empowerment, Trust is critical. The second factor of true empowerment is performance. Tied to every empowerment action is appropriate and quality performance. And that performance might include dressing the part in going somewhere, delivering the product or service on time, or maybe simply preparing a very, very accurate document for presentation. All of those are a factor that go with performance, and it makes all the difference in the world when you're thinking about empowerment. The performance factor is just critical as a component when you're sharing those kinds of professional responsibilities. And the third extra factor of empowerment that was always important to me was believing that there would be an element of creativity and advancement expectation that would result from the empowerment assignment. Do you know what I mean? And yeah, it's hard to determine the creative advancement expectation, what it might be. But if you support a culture of innovation, yeah, that is me, a culture of innovation. And maybe that's a whole nother podcast discussion. Those empowered would understand and appreciate that innovation expectation. So bottom line is that when you think about the action of empowerment, think about the trust factor, think about the performance factor, and for sure the creativity innovation factor. These factors will generate your empowerment choices of personnel and appropriate expectations and the potential then for advancement. And all are so, so important. Well, guess what? We are way beyond our regular time. I hope you enjoyed this podcast, and we'll talk more next month.